Hello, my name is Nakia. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
Yes. No. I'm looking for an appointment to get the shot, the vaccine.
Okay, one moment. What county are you calling in regards to?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand the question.
Which county are you in?
Which county am I in? I'm in Calhoun County.
Okay. There's Calhoun County Health Department, Northeastern. I can pre-register you. May I have your first and last name only with the spelling?
All right. May I ask you one question? I called last week, and all I know was it was the Calhoun County Health Department. And I can't get through. I didn't know the number anymore. But whoever I spoke with said they took my name and said they would call me when the vaccine came in and would give me an appointment at that time. So I have gone that far, but I've not heard back. But if you think it would help for me to give you my name, I would like to do it. I don't want to lose my place in line, though. I'm 90 years old. I'm a little bit concerned about this.
Now, with your age, you are qualified. However, I know that testing doesn't even start until tomorrow. So that's possibly why you haven't received a call back yet.
All right.
So if you've already gone through this process of asking for your name, phone number, email, race, and age, then you wouldn't have to redo it.
And then that might put me at the bottom of the list, or should I go ahead and give it to you again now?
You honestly wouldn't have to since it was already submitted. You just have to wait until the availability. But you're qualified, so you'll be priority because of your age.
All right. Well, I just you don't have anything you can pull up to see if you've got my name and number already there.
No, ma'am.
Well, maybe I better give it to you again. What do you think?
It's up to you.
All right. Well, I won't hurt to put it in twice. If I don't hear the first time, I might hear the second. In other words, you don't think they've made any calls yet?
Correct, because it doesn't really start until tomorrow, which is the 19th.
Tomorrow. And what are that? All right. Well, maybe I just do well to wait. I don't know what to do. I'll go on and give it to you again, and then if I don't get it the first time, I'll get it the second. But I just don't want it to get lost. My name is Beatrice Woodruff. And you want me to spell that?
Yes, please.
All right. B-E-A. T-R-I-C-E. Last name is Woodruff. W-O-O-D-R-U-F-F.
May I have one good callback number for you?
Yes, this is my landline. 256-240-7221.
Your email address spelled out?
B. Woodruff, W-O-O-D-R-U-F-F, 221, @att.net.
May I have your age?
90.
Your race?
White.
Okay. First and last name, Beatrice.
Right.
Woodruff.
Yes.
Phone number 256-240-7221.
Right.
Email address is Woodruff. 221@att.net.
Right.
Your age range is over 85.
Right.
And your
90.
And your race and ethnicity is white or Caucasian, is this correct?
That's correct.
Okay, and you are qualified. The form data has been submitted successfully. Thank you for calling COVID vaccine appointment line and enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. If I need to check back, what number would I call?
You honestly wouldn't have to check back because you'll be notified from the department.
All right. Well, I appreciate your help so very much. Thank you.
My pleasure. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.